This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about things. We call this I Don't Get It.
Yeah.
But it's... like, today, it doesn't have to be this. So normally, I Don't Get It has a real negative stank on it.
Yeah, as most of what we do does.
Well, yes. Where it's like, I don't understand why people give a crap about soccer.
Yeah.
Which I said that years ago, and now I'm an actual fan of soccer.
Yep.
I love soccer.
Same. All because of Ted.
I fell in because of the World Cup. When soccer matters, it's just like most sports. I don't care about basketball at all. But then when the Nuggets are in the playoffs, you're like, oh, this is cool. This is fun. This is electric. This is like, and like World Cup soccer is like win and you keep going. Like it's a thing and you're world, like not like when America says we're world champions in the sport that the rest of the world doesn't play. Woo. Like that's stupid.
Like, it's smart. Strategic.
Look at T-Hack over here defending. Oh, NBA. Whatever. Yes. But like World Cup soccer is amazing. This year it's going to be terrible, or whenever the next cup is, it's going to be terrible, but because it's in Qatar.
Yeah.
You know, where it's 120 in the shade. Yeah. We're going to see a lot of dead. Like, it's going to be, I'm guessing they put it in air conditioned stadiums or whatever. But like that's a real negative spin. But to me, like my I Don't Get It today, if I'm taking a positive spin, it's golf. I want to be into it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Same.
But I don't get it. Like, you're grown humans. Has everybody in here at least tried it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to work at a golf course. It'd be the one thing I would get back into. I was never really a big golfer, but I was just around the culture of it.
But you've hit a ball.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever hit a ball?
Yeah. Yeah.
The sound it makes coming off your club.
Oh.
And when you're watching it just go, like at the speed of sound, you're like, oh my God. It goes, quunk. It makes this, and you're like, huh. And it's like.
This one's in the air.
Right. It's what I imagine cocaine is like, because everyone who does cocaine then keeps chasing it because they're like, I want it to feel like that again. And it's just not gonna. Mm-hmm. So like you hit that one ball and then you have to hit like 140 more balls before it feels like that again.
Yeah, I'm surprised you are not more into golf. I think golf has less to do with actually playing golf, and you're just outside for a few hours on the weekend with your friends. You're drinking, you're smoking, you're not answering your phone. Like, you're just out in nature, away from things. I would think you would like that part of it. And how you play, who cares?
But I have a bunch of friends who have been drinking and having fun since they were young, so they're all really good. And I would just be holding them up. Plus, they all bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you reach a certain point in any career, doesn't matter what it is, where like the CEOs are like, hey, let's go golf. And I'm like, I don't know how. I don't know how. I imagine you feel that way about sushi, Hack.
I do feel that way about sushi, yeah. I feel like it's way too late. I don't know where to begin. I have not developed the palate for sushi at all.
Because you're just, put it in your mouth, man.
I've tried that. It's too bad. It's always turned out bad. Even the most basic roles that you gave me. We're just not good for me. I don't get it. I don't get it. Just cook it. You know, it seems to work for every other restaurant.
Oh,
all right, so
no.
We want to hear, you don't have to be positive. You can just be like,
okay.
I don't get it. What is a thing that is immensely popular and you just look at it and you're like, is everybody just punking me? This is the dumbest thing ever. I don't get blank. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I'm a massive coffee connoisseur, but I just don't get black coffee. Are you sad? Like, why are you drinking that?
What? That's a hot take. What?
Why else would you drink black coffee?
You know the black coffee people hate you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because they're like, why? If you like, if you pretend to like coffee, then you like coffee, but you don't like coffee.
I do like coffee.
Oat milk with three pumps of vanilla.
No, I don't do that. I just need a splash of cream and like a little bit of sugar.
So you just don't like coffee in its purest form.
Correct.
Yeah. Don't black coffee people hate everything?
No,
not just her.
Those are the people like on the golf course, bright and early, drinking black coffee.
No.
Yeah.
Grizzled. No. Real grizzled.
Grizzled.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't get that one. I think you're wrong on that one.
Okay,
I think
that's
if you
take your triple caramel, extra caramel macchiato and just sit over there.
You actually almost have my entire order.
I know, it's a triple shot, extra caramel.
Extra drivel.
Wow, what else?
Starbucks, drop one off staff. My team stopped working. And non-fat.
Oh, that's right.
Non-fat milk. So,
okay.
You know what I don't get? The other thing I don't get? I'm just going to say it right now. Game of Thrones. I don't get it.
You can get out.
Nope. I don't get it. All y'all are just like, you're just watching, you're just watching porn. You are. Yeah. You're just watching.
It's part of the plot.
You're watching LARPer porn. Like, and that stuff's been around forever. Oh, look, medieval people, and they're showing them. Like, I don't get it.
I'm with you. I remember a guy one time coming. He's like, you got to watch it. And he described like the first episode. He's like, this happens and this happens. And all of them were like, those are things I don't want to see.
Right.
Like, it sounds like horrible things happen. Yeah. I don't want to watch that.
No, but you like get it attached.
I'll just
to
watch
the
Lord of the Rings without.
I mean, that's a good one too.
I'll either watch porn.
Yeah.
Or I'll watch
Why
Lord of the
wouldn't
Rings.
You want them combined?
Because I don't. I don't, because when I'm in the mood to watch, a dragon get slayed, there's that. And then when I'm with a dragon gets slayed, you know.
But
that's
then
it.
You have Khaleesi, and she's stunning.
I don't like. And y'all are disappointed. Like you're still a disciple, even though you hate the last season. Like, oh, man, it's so wrong. You still gotta watch it. Ugh, I don't get it. Just drop it. Just
all right.
Be done with it. Yeah. It's like, you know how you know somebody is an atheist? Because they'll tell you. You know how you know somebody watched Game of Thrones? Because they won't stop telling you. Just shut up. I don't get it.
Get him his black coffee.
Erin just seriously blanked out and she just stared at me for a long time. I don't know if she's asleep.
Well, because I was thinking, when was the last time that I talked to you about it?
I think it was before we came in the room just now.
Probably.
All right. So if you don't understand something, we'd love to hear what it is. I don't get it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a little thing we call, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, you guys are acting.
I know that's from a movie, but I've just never.
I don't. Oh, it's from Big.
Okay.
Have you not seen Big?
No.
With Tom Hanks?
No.
Oh, because he's designing toys. He's like, I don't get it. The robot turns into a bug. What's fun about playing with a bug? And it's like, then he designs. Never mind. I don't get it. Damien?
Hey, guys. Yay.
Yay. I don't get it.
Hey. I don't get cheese. I don't get why cheese has to be on everything. I literally hate cheese.
Does it hate you? Are you lactose intolerant? Yeah. Like,
cheese is amazing.
Not really. I just never had a palate for it like you guys with the sushi. And I hate cheese on everything. It's so annoying.
So, like, if you had a hamburger, you just eat it plain? You don't have cheese on it?
No cheese, but veggies and sauces.
Okay. I like you asked if he was lactose intolerant and he said not really. There's a lot of lactose people who, like, my wife's the same way. She's not supposed to drink milk, but she kind of does.
She does?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't kind of.
No, you either are or you aren't.
No, all the lactose intolerant people are like,
whatever.
I can take it or leave it. Yeah. All right, Damien. Thank you. I could not disagree more. It's.
Yeah, fighting words out of the beginning.
Charcuterie is like next to sushi on my list of foods. Mm-hmm. Like, once they decided to just make that a thing, you probably don't eat it, do you, Hack?
No, I do. I do like a good cheese board. As we call it, from where I'm from. They're not charcuteries yet.
Scott.
Yay.
I don't get it. What don't you get?
Buc-ee's. I don't understand. It's this huge ass freaking convenience store.
Buc-ee's?
It's a tourist trap.
Dude. Yes. Do you know anybody from Texas? Because they will beat the crap out of you for saying that.
I agree with him, though. Like, what's the big deal?
Have you been to it?
No.
Then you can't say.
Why? I don't need to go.
I've been to one in Georgia. It's like a bunch of people go to this huge store. That's like I can get anything at any convenience store that they have.
No, you can't, because our boss, our big boss, mm-hmm. bought his patio furniture there. He's from Texas. It's like, I pulled over for gas, and I got a picnic set.
Why?
Because you can.
That's not a good enough reason.
Have you been to Shields? Have you ever been to Shields? Like, there's a reason to drive to Johnstown. Shields is amazing. And it's like, does Shields have the same stuff as like Bass Pro Shops / Dick's Sporting Goods / whatever? But it's like, it's got the same stuff as all those places combined. It's got it all. It literally has like, and a Ferris wheel in the middle. And Bucky's is like that. Bucky's to me is like, yeah, you can get gas, but you can, look at T-Hack. He goes to Quick Trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm with you on Shields. I'm a gas station aficionado, and it seems too big for me. I want to get in. I want to get out. I don't want a crowd.
You don't want to go to Bucky's?
That's why I'm going to my Quick Trip. I'm
but
in
Quick
and
Trip
out.
Is huge too.
And I'm loyal. To a fault. I love you, Quick Trip, if you're listening.
Yeah, Quick Trip is listening.
I don't know.
Jeff.
Yay.
Yay. I don't get it. What don't you get?
I don't get why people like pickleball. If you want to play a sport, play tennis. If you want to drink beer, just drink beer. You don't need an excuse.
I could say the same about softball as an adult.
Yeah.
I think all the softball leagues and all the bowling leagues are just an excuse for people to go drink. Just go drink. You don't need the other part.
You're working off some of the calories, though, I think is part of it.
That's just,
you know,
walk
when
around.
When you round first and tear your meniscus. you're getting some of that.
But pickleball, you're around, you'd same.
Yeah, I liked pickleball, but it was just modified tennis.
It?
In gym, yeah. Oh. In gym class. I remember.
Pickleball has been around long enough for you.
Yeah, we used to cut class to play, but we would have just cut class to play tennis, but the pickleball was set up in the gym. So I'm kind of with him.
Okay, I haven't played pickleball yet, but I think I won't get it. I think I'm going to go, this is dumb.
I think I would love it.
This is badminton light, or it's tennis light. It's like, it's not anything new enough, but everybody's like, have you seen the new game? It's like, does it have paddles? Oh, so it's ping pong
it's
without a table?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You keep making me swing this paddle in between drinks.
It's stupid. Ellen?
Yai.
Yai. I don't get it. What don't you get?
Spray tans. What's the point?
Sometimes it just puts a pep in the step of the...
I mean, our good friend Amber still has Amber spray tans or spray tans by Amber or whatever, which I do... Like, here's the deal. I am a vain person. So, like, when it comes to, like, when you go to pool... Like, if I were to take a trip to a beach, I would want to have a tan. And tanning is bad.
Not cultural appropriation.
It's not, though, because my skin would get that melanin if I went out in the sun, but it's... That could cause cancer, so I'd rather just have Amber spray it on me. Is that weird?
No, I've done it.
Oh my God. Amber's going, stop plugging me that way.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. That is it's a bold statement you're saying right now. You
Why?
Are shutting down a major industry.
Not shutting it down, no.
Yes, you are. Okay. So does everybody in this room believe you should hydrate?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you do the thing where it's like 12 glasses of water a day?
Yeah, I have my Stanley.
Oh my God.
I drink a lot of water, yeah. Now I do. I've been losing weight.
May I applaud you for not having a Stanley, T-Hack? Because
thank you.
I just think
I've been saving up for one, but
Aaron.
What?
What'd you have before that?
Before my Stanley?
Yeah.
Hydro Flask.
Mm-hmm.
The
previously trendy thing?
I have two in my car right now because I rotate them out.
Before that, you have a Nalgene?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hydrated. Sorry.
But can't you just hydrate with like not the trendy thing?
No. I use all of them still.
Okay. I don't want to be off topic, but I just want to say I think the Stanley's stupid.
That's fine.
Because it's like...
It's very big. Even just my like little bottle of water, I feel like it's too much to keep track of.
She's walking around with a Homer bucket with a handle on it.
It's a two-hander. I can't just like one.
I know.
I have to grip the whole thing and hold it to my chest.
Every time she drinks it, you hear, chug.
It's so stupid.
But I'm hydrated.
I know, but the other thing that drives me nuts about it, did we talk about this on the show or did I just have this vision in my head? Like Yeti is one of the most popular brands. Mm-hmm. You hydrate with Yetis. They're like instantly, they're exactly a Stanley. And then some fool walks into the Shark Tank and goes, you know, Yeti, what if you put a handle on it? Yeah. yeah, white chicks will buy it in droves. And you do. It's just a Yeti with a handle.
I only have like one or two of these. I am not buying them. I'm not fighting people for them like other people.
Why would you need more than one?
Because I wash them. I use one a day and then I
I would think
I
if you don't wash them, you would need a backup.
No, yeah. I just rotate them.
So one's in the dishwasher and then one's...
Yeah, I leave one here and then I keep one in my car.
So you finish a full Stanley full of water while you're here?
Yeah, at minimum one.
Okay. Hmm. Okay, so this is the question and we need you guys to answer on our text line at 51059. If Aaron had a full Stanley full of water or Hydro Flask or Nalgene or whatever decade it is and whatever trendy thing she's trying to be that day, and she went, dropped a few drops of Mio or whatever that is in there, does it still count as hydrating? Does it still count as drinking her water that day?
No.
No, I say no. No.
How? Okay. There is 47 gallons of water in her two-hander Stanley.
Okay.
And she drops three drops of Mio in there, even if she puts 20 drops of Mio in there. You're saying it negates the other 47 gallons.
I do. Yeah, I think drinking water is a very serious thing, and you got to commit. You got to get through the initial hump, because I've gone through this. I'm trying to get off soda and embrace water, and it's truly, you have to really embrace it, because there's a rough patch, because you don't like it. It's gross. It feels...
How do you not like water?
Well, you feel like there's no flavor. Like, I want a Coke. I want a Mountain Dew or something.
Mio and all of those things are a good in-between for people who are, like, addicted to soda to get to water. It's a solid step to get to that.
I'm not saying we're going all the way to squeezing lemons and making lemonade, putting lemon and sugar. We're literally putting drops of... Does Mio have calories?
No, but it has a bunch of artificial stuff in it still.
Yeah, it has no sugar and no calories. I looked it up, but it has the artificial stuff, which is kind of, has been linked to weight gain.
Three drops. I'm talking about three. How many drops would you have to put in?
More than three for my Stanley. Oh my God. At least 10.
Okay, 10 drops of zero calorie is negating the whole thing. I'm going to say the whole thing
again.
It's
not the calorie. It's the artificial stuff.
Yeah, it's not water at that point. It's water plus.
Right.
So you're not embracing, if you really want to be a water drinker, you got to drink water. You got to fight through that initial...
You are drinking water with just a tinge of flavor.
Okay. Does Mountain Dew have water in it?
Yes, but that has not a tinge of flavor. That has caffeine and sugar and whatever green goo that turns it green.
I think it's too hard to gauge where the sugar ends and where the water begins. And so you just got to... You're either drinking water or you're not.
Okay.
Just like you add to a juice from concentrate's a bunch of water, but it's juice.
But it's not a ton. Like, there's sugar in juice. Like, did you grow up using the frozen stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's... You're putting a huge thing and only, like, it's like one third. You use one of those things and then two full things of water, right?
We always did a little more water.
I know. We were very poor as well. We stretched it. We made it Sunny D amounts of thin. Yeah. It was horrifying. But that's... I understand that. That's not water.
Okay.
And I even... Mm-hmm. Dare I say, there are days when I'm like, I really need to hydrate, and I pop open an ice cold Coors Light because it's the lightest beer there is. That doesn't count, right?
Right, right.
Mio, you guys.
It does not count as water, no.
All right. I need the text line to blow up with people saying it counts or it doesn't count.
I know water drinkers listen to the show. If you're a real water drinker,
text in. I'm a real water drinker.
You're not.
I am. I would never put Mio in my water, but I am not going to tackle you and go, don't do it. Tiak, you're making a radical change in your life. And four drops of 20 drops of Mio is not... Like, do you honestly think you're going to all of a sudden wake up tomorrow and be fat? And you're like, oh!
Kinda, yeah. I had to work through and get used to the flavor of water. And then you realize your body's craving it. Your body is craving water once you get past. Have you ever had it where you get a drink of water and you just keep drinking and you're like,
yes.
Oh, I guess I was thirsty. It becomes that all the time once you're on water and just water.
That's why I have like 14 Stanleys just all around me.
She's got a bandolier of Stanleys. Okay,
but enough about your dating life.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. This is okay.
I think it would be weirder if you got a Mountain Dew.
Really? Well, that's probably what I would do.
Hey guys, We're on the air now, so maybe we should let people in on what we're talking about. There's a story out about two words that frighten me to the very core of my existence. Sober dating. Why would
sober is actually, I don't want to use this word for it. It's trendy.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like I've been people, on.
There are a lot of health benefits from not drinking. Maybe you should try.
Yeah. Nah.
Less irritable.
I'll try Ozempic or something. I do get that. And it's, but it's to me, like, okay, TX's not on the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
So no. He doesn't understand this. Have you gone on a sober date, Aaron? Exactly. Exactly. Your stunned silence says you haven't.
I can't remember.
Ta-da!
I have to think about it.
You, there's no way you have. And I'm like, I don't want people.
I'll have like one drink, but I'm not.
That's still not sober.
Right. But I'm not like drunk as I assume you are on your taste.
I'm not drunk. Like, here's the thing. I could drink way more than the average bear and not even be like, and I'm not saying that as a flex. I'm just saying you get to a certain level. Yeah.
Is that in your dating profile?
Sort of. It's. So I haven't been on the dating sites in forever. But like towards the end, I was seeing people going like, there's like a whole sober curious area. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to figure out what. I'm not saying that I need. I am saying. Okay, I'm saying that I need alcohol to like.
Function?
No, but like to have a convert, like you're not going to get the best of me. If I'm nervous, if we sit down at a meal and I've literally never met you in my life, don't you need a little social lubrication?
Like, I see why most people do that. I kind of embrace the awkwardness. I like it.
But you do?
Yeah, but I see why people would need the liquid courage.
You couldn't remember a single date that you had where you were sober. Ta-da. So you don't embrace...
I feel like there is one, but I don't know what it is.
What would you have done?
I don't know. Because
this whole thing is like, go on a hike.
Wait, I did drink. Never mind. Sorry.
If you matched with a dude and he's like, meet me, let's go for a hike.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I would, yeah.
Not for a first time you meet somebody, because you're talking to the back of their head. Like if you're on, like what, like you're just on a walk together. I don't like to walk and talk. It's like, do you ever work out with anybody? You go on a bike ride or go on a run with somebody and they want to talk.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I don't mind working out, but yeah, don't talk to me while I'm running.
I don't want to talk when I'm doing any of that. No.
I would be more worried just about the sweatiness afterwards on a first date. It's like you don't even know me, and now I'm reeking up your car as we're leaving.
And you don't know how out of shape you are necessarily. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're just on a casual walk around what we call PP Park, like Reunion Park is shaped like a giant phallus. And like, if we just walked around that and I'm huffing and puffing, which I wouldn't be. I walk. I can walk. I can hang with a walk. But I would also say, wouldn't it be more fun if we went on that walk with a couple Yetis with like something in it? Maybe.
Yeah,
both
probably.
Both of us have a little. Right. So I'm just saying, should I embrace the sobriety or should I go all in on where I'm at right now?
No, embrace the sobriety. I wonder about me because I'm not on the dating scene, but I also don't drink. So it wouldn't even cross my mind, I don't think, to order a drink. Like I never order drinks at restaurants. I would order a soda or maybe a water. But I wouldn't think about them, and then they would order a drink, or would I make them feel uncomfortable if I didn't order one? Now they can't order one and they want one, or.
Well, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong if you're an alcoholic and you're in the program and whatever.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. Be sober, whatever. But you're going to make them think you're in the program when you're not.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing where they're not wanting to ask you. It's like, oh, he ordered a Mountain Dew. And then
this guy's sick.
No, guy has other problems.
Yeah, you've gone through things, and they're gonna wonder. So then you spend the first half of the day going like, no, it's not what it looks like. I just like Mountain Dew more than I like having good conversations.
Yeah, do you think that's a turnoff if it's like,
yes.
No, I just don't really drink.
I don't think that's a turnoff at all.
You don't?
No.
Oh my God. I just want both of you to know I wouldn't date either one of you. Then what are you fun?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm a hoot and a half.
Dude, I've been around sober Aaron, which is in the room right now, and I've been around ambulance Aaron.
Earin is her name?
Earin. She is way more fun to date.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
If you have a... Do we want good jokes or do we want dad jokes or anything?
Anything.
I think dad jokes are good jokes.
Do we want good jokes or bad jokes or anything?
Anything.
Okay, dad jokes included. Anything. Dad jokes are not good jokes. Just, I want you to know. I don't, I find them, I do love them, but I don't, I have found, I was at a bar in Cherry Creek and I was with a few people and we got into a dad joke off. Most of the people there were were females. The bartender was a male and he eventually leaned over to me and he was like, "You have literally no chance if you keep this going." And I was like, "Thanks, man." And he was right. So,
well, I can't refute that. So. from personal experience.
So we are going to get you started with some jokes. But if you have a killer joke, it's got to be clean.
Yes, has to be.
It cannot be Norm MacDonald amounts of long.
No, no.
I mean... The moth joke.
Yeah.
The moth joke is like 10 minutes. It's so worth it, but we don't have time for one joke.
We don't.
It's got to be a quick joke. We call this joking off. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
A horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hey." The horse replies, "Sure."
I thought it was going to be one of the why the long faces.
Yeah, me too. Wasn't. Bait and switch.
Mm-hmm. I'll go. And this is a question, it's kind of more, less of a joke and more of a trivia question. What cartoon mouse walks on 2 feet?
Mickey.
Mickey.
Okay. What duck walks on 2 feet?
All of them.
Damn it.
Donald.
Yeah. Thanks, Tiak. It's too late. She ruined the
joke. Sorry.
Aaron, it's supposed to be Donald. And then I go, "No, they all do." And burn. And then
you said it was trivia, not a joke.
Oh. All right.
What kind of shorts do clouds wear? Thunder pants. It's cute. Come on. I was cute saying it.
George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Matthew McConaughey get together to make a movie.
Okay.
Clooney says, "I'll direct." DiCaprio says, "I'll act." McConaughey says, "All right, all right, all right."
I would see it. I would go see that.
It'd be a good movie.
What did the Buddhist ask the hot dog vendor?
What?
What?
Make me one with everything.
Oh,
make me one with everything. Okay. Oh, I didn't get it at first.
Why should you never trust stairs? They're always up to something.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's take a small break here. Extra points if you're even mildly funnier than we are right now. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Whose turn is it? Is it me?
Is it mine?
Okay.
I told my friend 10 jokes to make him laugh. To make him laugh, sorry.
Should we have pre-read?
No. Sadly, no pun intended.
Yeah.
The delivery was off.
This one's more of a chant.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What do we want? And you guys say low-flying airplane noises. Okay, ready?
Okay.
What do we want?
Low-flying airplane noises.
When do we want them?
It's a good noise. It's a good sound effect.
That sounds like a troubled plane.
It's a please low flying air. Okay, go ahead.
What do dentists call their X-rays? Toothpicks.
Oh, Wow. Okay.
Dicks of teeth.
I just want you to know none of the jokes. If you're on the phone right now and you have any jokes that are similar to ours, hang up. We don't.
It's not worth it.
We don't want to talk to you. Is it your turn, Aaron?
Yes. I stayed up all night and tried to figure out where the sun was. Then it dawned on me.
The other thing is,
I love him so
is
much.
The key to try to get us to laugh?
I don't know.
Or is the key to try to
tell.
Get us to just be like hate you? What do you call a cow with a twitch?
What?
Beef jerky.
Oh my god.
Yeah. This is kind of the same theme.
Okay.
Did you guys hear that rumor that's going around about butter?
What?
Yeah, I shouldn't spread it. I have another cow joke, too.
You want to just go ahead and do it? Go.
Let's get our theme. What do you get from a pampered cow? Spoiled milk.
That one wasn't too bad.
I want you to know that we are almost done. Aaron, you got any more you really want to do?
Why don't some fish play piano? Because you can't tune a fish.
I thought they didn't have fingers.
No, that's not what's stopping them.
Why aren't koalas considered bears?
Why?
They don't have the right qualifications.
Okay.
They're marsupials.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Koalas are marsupials.
I think so.
No, they're not. Marsupials are like dolphins.
No.
Yes, they are. That's what a marsupial, isn't it? Wait, no, a marsupial is a... Wait.
Yes, koalas are marsupials. It's from AI, though.
I want everyone to know that even though this was stupid, you just learned something on this show.
Yeah.
Do you have one more, TAC, or no?
Sure. Let's do, where did it go? What is a house wear?
I don't know.
A dress. Address.
Did you guys hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
Mm-mm.
There was nothing left but debris.
No.
That one's okay. I feel like we can get better from the callers.
Okay. If you think you can beat our jokes, we call it joking... off. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We call this joking off. We're hoping your jokes are funnier than ours.
We nailed it. What are
Here's
you talking
the problem,
about?
Aaron.
Yes.
TAC wears multiple hats here, so he's likely already sort of... You're like running back and forth. Are you letting him tell you the whole joke, or are you letting him...
I know the jokes.
Oh, come on!
Well, he probably knew them prior
That's the other thing. It doesn't really matter.
He knows
he's like, no, don't do
joke.
That one. Don't do this one. But
he's telling him, yeah.
I have a joke book in there, maybe.
You have a joke book inside your head.
My grandmother, someone told her when I was very young that I like jokes, and then I got joke books from her for the rest of her life.
Oh, that's so cute.
So I have a ton of, actually,
Is that why you're this way?
Blame my grandma.
For Nana? I actually will respect it a little more when you're tanking our show for some stupid... All right, we're joking off. Danielle?
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
What is your... We're joking off. What's your joke?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, my God. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I love that.
It kind of caught me off guard. The bar has said hi, Danielle. Thank you. Amy.
Yai.
Joking off. Go.
There are two flies in the kitchen. Which one is the cowboy?
Two flies in the kitchen. Which one is the cowboy? Why don't we try to solve it?
I know. I want to know.
We don't know. Which one?
The one on the range. No.
It's better than what we did. It's better than what we did. Thank you, Amy. Ted.
Yai.
Joking off, what do you got?
So I have two jokes for you guys.
Okay.
The first one, what do you call a platypus that likes to play video games?
Platypus that likes to play video games. I don't know.
What?
Play
to us. That one felt like a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, that was way stretch. What's your? If the second one's better, we'll let you live. What's your second joke?
How many piccolos does it take to make an octopus laugh?
How many piccolos?
No, tickles.
Oh, how many tickles does it take to make? He's got eight. I don't know. How many?
It takes tentacles.
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 That one was better than the first one.
Which is, well.
All right.
Congrats.
Thank you, Ted. Ashley?
Yay!
Yay!
Joking off. Go.
All right. How do you know when a blonde has had a bad day?
How do you know that what has had?
A blonde.
Oh, a blonde has had a bad day.
No idea how.
Well, she has her tampon behind her ear, and she doesn't know what she did with her cigarette.
Thank you, Ashley.
Well, that'll do it.
That'd be a good day. Robin?
Yes. Yeah.
Joking off. What's your joke?
Okay. How do you tell the difference between a oral and a rectal thermometer?
How?
Oh, God.
Trying to figure that out.
Did you say the taste?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
Okay. Thank you, Robin.
I liked it.
You would. Heath.
Yai.
Yai. Joking off. What's your joke?
Why are pirates called pirates?
Why?
Because they are.
I love the delivery.
Thank you. So
you
got
to get the R.
Yeah, no. Hey, Heath. I got some heat the other day because I hung up on someone a little too quickly when we were doing this. So I might have let you stay a little too long, though. Thanks, man. Jennifer?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Joking off.
Okay. What does a nosy pepper do?
A nosy pepper? I don't know. Mm-hmm. What does it do?
Gets high up in your business.
Points for delivery. Again.
Know,
for sure. For sure. Thank you. Jill.
Yay.
Yay.
Hi. How are you guys?
I am not even remotely amused for some reason.
I'm doing great.
Tiag is having his best day literally ever. He's like, Leo being born? Okay. Who cares?
I'm writing these down.
Jill, what is your joking off joke?
I don't know. I'm kind of sad right now. I was going to tell you a joke about time travel.
Yeah.
But you didn't like it.
All right, Jill.
Think about that one.
All right. Thank you for the call. Lacey? Joking off. What's your joke?
Did you know that diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes. I have another one, too.
You know what? We should be done, but go ahead and tell us your other one. What's the other one?
How do you make a tissue dance? Put a little boogie in it.
Do you only have bodily jokes?
I was hoping for another diarrhea one.
Hey, I have kids.
Okay. Hey, guys, do you know why we have to be done with this?
Why?
No, why?
Because!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Anybody in this room a staycation person?
Yeah.
Gross.
I think so.
No. I don't think you are, Aaron.
I don't know, if I'm being honest.
Okay, yeah. So there's two different types of staycations. I think one of them is not really a staycation. A staycation is when you don't leave your state. That's not a staycation.
Okay.
Because you're still taking a vacation. Because yeah. Colorado's got some killer places. Like, yeah. If you go up to Vail for a weekend... Like, even in the summer, that's a vacation.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say every vacation I ever had growing up was in the same state.
You never left Iowa?
Not until... I mean, I had left before for, like, basketball tournaments and stuff. But, yeah, not for a vacation.
So your
not until, like, high school.
Are like, it's spring break. We're going to Des Moines.
Yeah, like Adventureland. It's in Altoona, technically, but it's outside of Des Moines. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But you're saying it with such conviction.
Come on over to Adventureland. Gonna have a fun-filled day.
Is that like Elitch's? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a vacation to you?
It was, yeah. They have magic shows and stuff.
It's all coming. It's all
when
coming
I think
into
of
focus.
Vacation, yeah. I think of magic shows.
So, when I think of vacation, if it's going to be a staycation, it has to be a place other people want to go. Okay. So if like if,
well, we weren't alone in the park, there were other people.
No, I mean, okay, I
mean, got pretty good parking, but
no, I'm the because okay, that I'm saying we all have to go to the grocery store, so it's like okay. Other people at the grocery store. You can't vacation at a grocery store, but it's like people in Atlanta, Georgia are like, well, we've done Disney, we done I'm trying to think of other places. We done Sedona, we done. Let's go to
Adventureland.
There it is. Yeah. Let's. No one. It's not a destination for anyone other than Iowans, which means it's not okay. A staycation.
There's probably some Illinois people there.
Doubtful. There's dope stuff in Illinois. There's nobody's coming across the border going
Minnesota. Maybe
no.
There's absolutely not.
Zero chance.
They've got so many Targets there. That would be so much better than Adventureland.
I can't believe so.
I worked at the radio station in Des Moines, and I worked for a guy who was kind of a swindler, and he ended up paying me in Adventureland gift cards. So there was one summer that I had like $500 worth. So my wife and I would just go out, and we'd just literally go into the amusement park to eat lunch and then leave because we just had all this money. That was the only place we could use these gift cards. It was like an awesome summer.
That does sound really fun.
It does not sound fun. What are you talking
about? People do that at Disney all the time. They have like the unlimited passes. They go in for lunch and then leave. Like that's goals.
Yeah.
You
catch a magic show.
I wouldn't do that.
They're every hour.
All right. If our friends at Elitch Gardens are listening, if you want to hook us up with season passes, we promise we won't even ride rides. We're just going to come in for pre-show lunch.
Yeah.
We'll have a Wednesday meeting.
Yeah. Maybe a soft pretzel.
Is there soft pretzels at Elitch's?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And then T-Ack will check it off his bucket list. Vacation again. That's not a... Oh, my God. Okay. I just want you to know that your childhood sucked. At least I got to go. I mean, we took a vacation.
Okay.
In an RV. It was awful. Okay. We almost got arrested in Mexico. The ocean was closed when we got there.
What? How is that possible?
We were at like some beach near San Diego, and I went running from our motel that was like a mile from the beach. And when I got there, they're pounding signs in because somebody had dumped gray water into the ocean.
Oh.
So we weren't allowed to be on the beach that day. And my parents refused to drive like 2 miles up the road. They were like, nope, ocean's closed. And I'm like, so I just got to see the ocean. I never got to get in the ocean.
But that's why I like Adventureland. You can count on the magic show. It's every hour. They don't close it.
So anyway, what I wanted to say is that's not a staycation.
Okay.
And it's definitely not a vacation. It's not anything.
It's a day.
It's just literally driving to the crappy amusement park in your town, which is almost like when Aurora Mall puts up like the the scary Ferris wheel that you're like, I could die, but that makes it more fun and scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody take the other kind of staycation where you just take days off? Like, what? I have so many vacation days at this point that like sometimes I do just take a week off and just sit at home, and I don't know how to do it successfully.
No, I can't either.
I just
get cabin fever. I need to do something.
Cabin fever?
Yeah.
Just go outside.
No, like I need to do more than that. Like I need to have a to-do list or else I don't feel productive. I cannot feel like accomplished just sitting there.
But would you feel accomplished if you just jumped in your car and met me for lunch at Elitch's?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So every day, let's all take next week off and
I do the home ones too.
You do?
Yeah. There's no stress. You're not planning anything. Nothing can go wrong. You don't
But then you go back to work and you have nothing. You're not like, I just was in the Windex blue water of Punta Cana.
Yeah, then but you got to tell everyone that? Then you're annoying.
No, but
it's even better.
You know you are in the water. You know. Like you have this, there's a reset button that happens within you when you take a vacation. And if you take a week off of work and just pull weeds, and I mean I know you love your house.
I do, like, yeah. But so you want to come back with a tan or so
everyone's like, "Oh, I wear sunscreen." I don't want anybody to ask me questions. I feel reset. There's no way for you to feel reset. Like if cabin fever over here, like She sits there. The last time you had to sit there, you booked a trip to...
Yeah, I was awake for like an hour during a snowstorm, like the first hour, and I immediately bought a ticket to London because I was like, I cannot be inside any longer.
Oh my God, if the elevator doesn't pick her up fast enough, I'm going to Mars!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I knew it. I knew it.
Dude, shut up. No.
I got out of the game a long time ago. This is why.
Okay.
This is not why.
Well, okay.
there's a story out that we're all storing leftovers incorrectly, mm-hmm. and Tiak is trying to grasp onto this as the reason why you're not pretentious with food.
No.
And you don't even want fresh food.
No. I could afford to be a little more pretentious and a little fresher too, probably.
But you only eat fast food.
Pretty much. Yeah. And I only eat freshly made food. I don't like leftovers anymore.
Anymore. So you had them a lot as a kid?
Yeah, growing up, definitely as a kid. Mm. Or we'd make a big meal specifically to have leftovers. Like when my dad would grill burgers, he'd grill like 40 of them.
No.
And then we'd have, maybe not 40, but like 20.
That's a lot.
Like a lot.
He did it with the intent of, okay,
yeah.
need this to be clear. That's psychotic to me.
Okay.
I believe in, I made too much food on accident. I thought Aaron would have two burgers. I thought Tiak would have a burger, a hot dog, and maybe a slice of pizza, whatever.
And he showed up with Wendy's.
Right. There he is. But like, to intentionally make leftovers, if you have the burger and you can make it at any time, make it when you're going to eat it. Like,
I
to
agree.
Make a burger today,
I mean,
to be consumed like a week from now or 3 days from now?
Okay, a week is too much. 3 days is fine.
Three days is fine?
I do this. It's meal prepping.
Meal prepping is different. Meal prepping, you don't necessarily cook it, right?
Depends on what it is, yeah.
Hold up. Oh my God, this is so vile. So like,
I love leftovers.
I
love them.
I'm somewhere in the gap between you two. Like, to never eat leftovers, T-Hack, you're not. You ain't ready for this level of pretension. Is that a word? Like, you should eat leftovers. Like, my parents eat fast food, and apparently, like, Arby's has a 4 for $10 deal.
Okay.
You can get like 4 Arby's roast beef sandwiches for $10. So they roll into Arby's, buy the 4 for $10. Eat 2 today, and then they have 2 for tomorrow.
That's a different line, though, because I feel like you can't have fast food as a leftover.
I agree.
That's the one thing where it's like, nah, that has to be eaten the second I pull out of the drive-thru.
Even I'm like, just eat something green. Don't try that. Fast food doesn't go in the fridge. It's one and done.
Mm.
No.
You've never... Mm-mm. No.
God, I mean, I have, but I wouldn't recommend it.
I have been desperate.
Nobody in this room does the, like... Remember fourth meal? When Taco Bell was just basically admitting, we know you're stoned or drunk.
Yeah.
And just get your ass in here and have a little something-something. Like, I would go to Taco Bell. We'd pile in a car. I wouldn't be the one driving. We'd pile in a car, go to Taco Bell, and you order... like the left side of the menu. You're like, everything on the left side.
Okay.
And then they put it, and then the next morning you're like, breakfast. Like, you...
That's a terrible breakfast.
Your fridge is full of...
No,
but like a quesadilla, you can warm that up the next day. It's delicious. Also, my entire restaurant is based on this. The restaurant I want to open.
Fridge. Right.
Like, you want cold Domino's? What? Mm-hmm. You're saying fast food doesn't... Is pizza fast food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then cold pizza is better than regular pizza.
No.
No,
yes,
it's
it
not.
Is. It absolutely is. I had culinary dropout for the first time, and I got their pizza, and it's like square, and they have like burnt cheese all the way around the outside edge of it, and it's so good. I took 2 pieces home. Guess what I had for breakfast today?
The pizza?
No, I had a stroopwafel. Why?
Oh.
Of course I had the pizza. It's so like,
I will reheat pizza, but I gotta reheat it. I don't like it cold. That's the one thing I will do leftover, because it doesn't really... like change
it
or anything.
Reheat, right?
But you can't reheat a burger.
Yes, you can.
How? It's got way too many different... The meat has to be different than the cheese, and then there's lettuce on there.
You take things off.
Well,
you deconstruct the burger.
Yeah, no. You don't even assemble it.
I don't even want
to... If you are keeping it as a leftover, you don't assemble it.
Hold on. You're saying... Okay.
What?
You're saying you tear it apart before you put it in the fridge?
No, you don't even put it together, so there's nothing to tear apart.
Hold on. He's talking about, like, he went to Culver's and has a whole extra burger.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about, like, your dad grilling at home. Okay, like, you don't... Okay.
Yeah, he's not making burgers. He's just got a stack of 40 patties that are pre-cooked.
That my dad... Yeah, when my dad would do it. Yeah, and it would be on a plate with, like, the saran wrap over it. Just all the... cold.
That's the level of care he's putting into like storing leftovers.
Yeah.
That's the whole story that got us talking about this is like we're all storing leftovers wrong. In fact, I do this all the time. Like I'll cook something, I'll make Italian food, and then I like set the pot on the counter until it cools off enough to put it in a Tupperware and put it away. Well, apparently that's killing my children.
It is. It's very dangerous. I've even heard...
It does not say it's very dangerous.
I've even heard even your pizza, like everyone thinks, oh, as long as the pizza doesn't have meat on it, you like a cheese pizza, you could just leave that out overnight.
No.
Like, but not at all. Not at all. It's the old cliche. Like you get the pizza, you fall asleep, it's sitting there, and the next morning, you eat the room temperature pizza. No, it's dangerous.
Wait, hold on.
It's
You're
dangerous,
saying the meat
yeah.
has more of a potential of getting... So germs come follow, like they're parachuting in and they're like, no, abort, it's a pepperoni.
Well, or, No,
it's cheese only.
The meat needs to be refrigerated, whereas like a cheese slice, you think, oh, that doesn't need to be refrigerated, but it actually does. It'll go bad and it's bacteria is growing and you are killing your children.
No,
I don't want to say it, but...
Okay, several things. I've like... Aaron and my friend, our buddy Chad.
Our buddy.
I gotta meet this guy.
Shut up. You've met. I've been to his house and he'll like order like Qdoba or whatever, like catering at like noon. And then we're just at his house till like 10. And you're just wandering by and like scooping up a hunk of like nacho cheese with like chicken chunks on it. Like, and you don't die. None of us are dead. So then
dying.
No, we're not
like, more of an active thing, yeah.
Okay, so back to which problem are we solving right now?
I don't know if we're solving any.
Just don't eat leftovers.
Period.
Just order what you need and then eat it all in that setting.
So what do you do now when you go back to Iowa and your dad whips out a plate of saran wrap burgers?
We come home.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Have you ever just lost respect for somebody?
Yeah.
Whoa, that was fat. I think you know this is aimed at you, and you're gonna try to get this back.
So it's not aimed at me.
It's not.
Okay. Then yeah.
No, but I mean like. Okay, I will aim it at you.
No, yeah! No.
No.
Don't be rash.
I've lost respect for each of you in different ways.
Okay.
And it's like.
Let me count the ways.
You built up Culver's so much.
Mm.
I'm sorry you didn't have a good experience. That's not our fault. Culver's is still really good.
It was trash. It was, and I know that people will start texting in. Go ahead. 51059. Text in. Talk me out of it. It was not good. It was not. Noah didn't even put it. Noah is the Dave Portnoy of burgers. So he's like got a, he's not posting it anywhere, but he's got his notes app and he's writing.
Really?
Like, this burger is like, my burger that I make at my house is currently third of all the burgers.
What's
he's
second and first?
Five Guys, I think, is first, maybe.
Okay.
Five Guys is up there. I think In-N-Out is up there.
Mm.
Okay.
I might be ahead of In-N-Out.
Does it hurt your feelings a little? Like, do you want to be one?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe I'm in the running.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're excited.
Oh, my God. I make burgers once a week, and I'm going up against, and once every 2 or 3 weeks, even, and I'm going up against chains.
Okay. Like, so do you think it's a pity ad? Like,
no, I think he genuinely, because he's like, will you please make your burgers? And it's like, okay. Yeah. And then the last time we got Five Guys, we got it through DoorDash, and it like
you can
So hold on, you grilled, you make dinner, you make burgers for him, and he's eating it, and then you see him pull his notes out,
yes!
And you start sweating. And you're like, oh no,
what are you doing? Are you snapping or are you? He's like, no, I'm updating my review. But I've begged him to not let me slide down. You know what I mean? It's like get me like if I make you a burger that's like an 8 instead of a 9, like leave the 9 in place. Because you know
okay,
I'm capable
yeah.
of the 9.
Because everyone should be able to put a stinker once in a while.
Correct.
And not have it count against them. Like right. maybe a Culver's.
No. Yeah. No. So here's my point. You made such a big deal out of it.
Yes.
That I believed
love it.
In it. So not, like literally
you,
now, you could walk in and say, Slacker, I walked by this brand new sushi place. There was a line of people. The owner of Sasa, the owner of, like, they were all waiting in line saying, this is probably the best food in the world. And I wouldn't go because I don't trust you. Because you led me wrong. I've lost faith in you. And we're done when it comes to culinary things.
I thought this was about Aaron.
It is about Aaron. this is about Aaron.
This feels very personal.
This is about Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron is the music director of this radio station. In addition to being on our show and also doing traffic, I mean, she wears multiple hats, right?
Yes.
I don't trust your taste in music anymore.
Why?
Because much like what's peanut butter and chocolate, right?
Delicious.
You put them together, it makes a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's amazing. And you told me I was going to have a Reese's peanut butter cup last night. So she told me two of my favorite people. Dua Lipa. Yeah. Oh my God. What a voice. What a beauty. What Dua Lipa. I'm sorry. If like right now she walks in the room, show's over. We're relating if she wants. And like, it's just,
get in line, bud.
Nope.
What if I told you, hey, Dua Lipa's at this new sushi place. You should really go now. Now you're conflicted.
I would be conflicted. I would go and not eat.
Okay.
Chris Stapleton. Also, he comes in the
room,
show's over, we're having relations if he wants to. Like, one of the best talents in the world. Aaron told me that Dua Lipa and Chris Stapleton have a song together, and it's amazing.
I said that they performed at the Country
and Awards. And you said it was a... Sorry, I just spit so much.
You spit everywhere. Gosh, let me dry off my face. Okay.
You know what you're trying to do?
What?
You're trying to, like, defer the thing.
No.
The song is trash. It's not even kind of good.
I didn't say anything about the song.
Look
I said
her,
that
look
they're
her.
No. I said that their voices together are so good. I didn't say anything about the song. I couldn't tell you what song it was. I just really liked their voices together.
And you like Culver's. So now I will not take advice from you about anything. Like, no matter what. You were just a few.
Because you're it's stuck in your head now.
No.
You like The Offspring now. You're welcome.
No, I've always liked that one song. You try to get me to listen to some other My Chemical Romance song just now, which is trash.
You haven't even listened to the whole thing.
I listened to enough of it. I don't think you should be music director of the radio station anymore.
Wow. Ooh.
And I don't think you should plan food.
Let's focus. No.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need help, and I have nowhere else to turn. That's why I'm coming here.
Yeah, I would cut it.
Oh. Really?
Wait, what?
No, never cut your hair. Okay. Like, I'm
so self-conscious about it. You cannot make jokes like that.
I know. I just want you to know, I don't know what you need help about, but I think... You have said before, this is kind of heavy on my heart. You've said before that you were going to grow your hair out and then you'll just know when it's time to like cut it. I don't want you to cut it. I love it. You have to leave it. Don't you think you have to leave it?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about cutting it.
Have you really?
Yeah. This is not what I was going to talk about, but I've been thinking about it. Yeah.
No,
but
cutting it to what?
Just more like a slick kind of lawyery look, like still kind of slick back.
Like Benson Boone?
Kind of, yeah, like more of a flow, but not less like long hair, just more of like a flow, like longer hair.
But do you know when you do it and you hate it, it's going to take you 2 years to get back to here?
That's the problem. It took so long to grow it out, and now I kind of identify as a long hair guy, and I don't know what, and I see pictures looking back of when I was growing it out to cut it back to that stage, and I don't like it. But it would be better because it'd be like shaped better, because when you're growing it out, you just kind of let it go. I don't know. No, I won't. Maybe I won't cut it then.
No, don't. I mean, or get like there's people who have programs that can like show you what it'll look like. But like you said, you kind of have it. You have the pictures of on the way to this.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, there was some awkwardness on the way here. Yeah.
It always happens.
There were times where I couldn't really make eye contact with you. And it was a good solid year and a half.
It was like when he tried to do the pineapple sprout. Messy bun.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Little tiny little nub.
Yeah, it was not. And lots of flyaways.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you look like.
You want to go back to that?
Yeah, don't do that.
No, go on. What else? Was...
What else is wrong with my face? All right, sorry. So, what is your actual problem?
Well, what I need help with is related to my face. It's my sunglasses. I'm a sunglass guy since I got LASIK. I've been all in on wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
And you are a sunglasses person. Do you wear sunglasses, Aaron?
Only when I drive.
Okay, so you don't bring them
you
into
have
the
light
building?
Eyes. You should wear them all the time.
I don't know.
I am on my kids all the time.
Why?
Because your eyes can get severely. My ex-wife had a condition called pterygium, which it looks like you're taking. You know the fat on chicken?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you're taking little pieces of that and flicking it onto your eye, and it's just there. And they have to literally cut it.
Like on the whites or the...
On the whites.
Okay.
So they have to cut it out. Then if they cut like a parallelogram, then they go to another part of your eye and cut that same size parallelogram and put that over the top of there so that it heals and that thing doesn't come back. Both parts of your eye will heal. Like sun damage, put sunscreen on, wear sunglasses, especially if you have light eyes.
Wow.
Sorry.
So you have
deeply chocolate eyes. You don't have to wear sunglasses.
Thank you. But I can now since I don't have glasses. So I'm big on it. And I wear them into the building because like I wear them to drive and then I walk into the building. You're still outside. So I leave them on. And then when I leave, sometimes I still need to put them on. Sometimes I don't. Or even like when I'm leaving, I just have them and I don't know what to do with them. I don't like hooking them on my shirt because I feel like it stretches my neck.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a jacket and I'll put it in the pocket, but I don't really like that because I feel like I always forget.
Get a case and put them in your backpack.
No.
But then I can't get them easy. Like they're in.
And I know I have expensive sunglasses and I have the cases for all of them, but it's just nobody's got time for that.
I always use a case.
No. Nobody's got time for that because you just don't know when you're seeing one, you're going to go and just you're in the zone. And if I don't always have my back, no, it's not.
You're ready.
It's like no, especially, and I don't always have my backpack with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want to be the guy walking around with like I hate like you sit down when you go to a nice restaurant and you sit down. You're like, put your phone on the table, put your sunglass case on the table, put your inhaler on the table, put your like your diabetes pump on the table. You're like, it's too much.
Yeah, I agree. And the aforementioned hair, I can't like put them up on top of my head because I feel like it gets caught or tangled in there. I just don't know what to do with it.
That's such a good look, though. I love doing that.
I do kind of like that in the hair look. It's kind of got that like. I'm wearing the headband without a headband.
Well, now that I have long hair, I get all this stuff recommended to me, like my Instagram feed, and now they make headbands that look...
That are the shape of the sunglasses.
Yeah, but they don't have lenses. It's just a headband, but it gives you the sunglasses look.
Yeah, it's like more square than
circle.
Shut
up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just
I'm glad we're getting the same.
Commit to just like wearing a headband.
So I just don't know what to do with my sunglasses. I don't want to put the...
Hold on. This conversation is about where should you put your sunglasses.
I need help. I'm kind of newer.
When you're not wearing them, you want to know where to put them. Do you want listeners to text in where should TX?
Sure. Is there a product? Is there something I'm missing? I thought maybe you would know because you're a sunglasses guy. You just kind of throw them.
Let me help you out. I don't know where you should put them. Feel free to text into 51059. Mm-hmm. Tell TX where to shove his glasses. I can tell you where not to put them. Number one, do not buy the little thingy, like the elasticy thing where you can put them on and take them off. I have tons of them. In fact, I just found one the other day. I have a White Claw one that would look fabulous on you because it's like the promo shots. Don't. Or a chain. I don't think, like men or women should not have their glasses like fall around, like unless you're 80 and you're knitting. Yeah. Am I right or wrong?
What about the glasses that break apart in the middle and then you relax
Our
them
Our boss
on?
Has that.
I know. They're really cool.
No, they're not cool.
I love them.
Like he takes them off. It's like
they're
he's
so
doing
cool.
No, that's not a magnetic clasp for
on the nose,
Oculus Repairum.
Exactly.
It's stupid. No, don't do that.
Okay.
You don't. No. The only other place I can tell you, I personally am voting for up on top of your head. I'm with you, stretching your shirt out, not good. And I can tell you from experience, the first time I think I bought like they were Prada sunglasses.
Wow.
I put them around my neck and I met my sister-in-law for the first time. And she came in and hugged me so tight and literally crushed them, broke the lenses out and bent the frames. And I was like, so that's not a good spot.
Okay.
The other really bad spot, I call it the Travis spot. It is upside down on the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a dude named Travis, feel the back of your head. That's where your sunglasses are because you're a tool.
Yeah.
Don't put it there.
And that feels like it would still get tangled in my hair. Like that would, I would not like that
and
anyways.
And you don't really wear hats. We're trying to get you into hats.
I am. But yeah. Which is why I was thinking about cutting my hair. I'm trying.
Really?
The hair
you can
gets
wear
in
a
my
hat.
No. We both agreed the second we saw you, Slacker and I said, that looks like Charlie Blackman.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, wear the hat.
Okay.
But Charlie Brown, he is a little bit of a Travis because baseball players do put their sunglasses backwards, like when they're on the field or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or so, they have the ones that flip up. and then it's just not, it's no glass. I could do that, maybe.
Okay.
I need help.
If I were you, I would have one pair on the back of your head, one pair dangling from your neck. If you wear them on the back of your head and go downtown in a Rockies hat, you will get action.
Okay.
Because you are the Costco Charlie Blackman. I am taken back. If you see Charlie Blackman wandering around the streets of McGregor Square, it's probably TX.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Oh, look who's starting to come around to the right answer. Yeah.
Well, maybe I need to be smarter.
Yes. There's a question. We want everybody to answer this on the text line at 51059. You got three choices: smarter, richer, more attractive.
Five times more.
Five times. That, I mean, mm-hmm. The problem when it as it relates to me answering this question is there, it has to be within a realistic bound, and I can't be five times more of any one of those three things. Like from a metaphysical standpoint, mm-hmm. from a testing standpoint, from mm-hmm. a bank account standpoint, I am at the, you know,
you've peaked
maybe 1.3 times more of any one of those
things. For the
things.
Good of everyone else.
Right. Well, I mean, if I got five times better looking than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't feel so great, does it?
I want something to be very clear that I think, I don't know where the lines got crossed with you two, but I am not your boss. Like, I can't fire you. So you don't have to be nice to me.
Okay.
Yes, boss.
Okay. Then you should pick attractive.
Oh, no.
You're fired. Yeah. No, but instantly, before we came on the air, both of you were like, richer. Five times richer. Duh.
Yeah.
Five times richer.
Originally, I thought five times smarter because then I could make better choices, make a product, become richer off that. I don't want to work is my thing. So that's why I chose richer.
Okay, but okay.
Yeah, and I chose richer just because I can't get any smarter. I don't know. It seemed like the right. But when it says five times richer, now we got to take
thank you
the wealth you're that finally, I have.
Yep.
Times five.
Here we go.
And five times zero is still zero.
Hi.
Yep.
That's the problem. So you're not taking into account. You're like, oh my god, it's like winning the lottery. No, it'd be like winning the lottery if you already have $20 million. Then you'd have $100 million.
See, I thought of it because I understand, but I thought it was.
Don't.
I do.
The five times smarter is clearly not going to help you either.
I don't want it anyways.
I mean, you got to factor in your baseline. Like your baseline, like which one could you benefit the most of five times more? And I think with all due respect to you two rocket scientists with zero sum bank accounts, you guys, your best shot is attractive. Because you at least you're working with something.
Yeah, I think
that you can like.
Oh my god.
That you can like
to have something to offer.
Yes,
that's all I want.
Like you're already good-looking people, and to be five times more of that, you've got something.
Yeah.
But like you said, zero times anything is still zero. So your zero-sum bank account times five, you're still hosed. Like you're not going to have anything.
I think. Yeah, you're right. I would revise my answer.
Two.
Attractive. I'd be five times more attractive.
But
because
how?
I think then the money would come.
How?
Oh, the money would come.
You're not a girl. Like, I just don't.
Yeah, but.
The hottest guy. Like, have you ever walked by a really good looking dude who's like homeless? Okay, that's terrible. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah. Remember the guy who, like, his mugshot went viral and everybody's
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He became like a very successful model.
I don't think he did.
He did.
I think he tried to, and I think he fell back into his old ways.
Oh. Mm.
So. But I have definitely been out like, and I've seen a guy and you're like, whoa, that's like, it's stopped me in my tracks. So I can't even imagine what it does.
Did you follow him home to his palatial mansion? Did
no,
you walk him out to his Lambo? Did you?
No.
Then,
but I don't think I'm not attractive enough for him. He wouldn't let me.
No, I wasn't saying you're trying to go home with him.
Oh.
I'm just wondering what most of the people would text into 51059.
Yeah.
To me, you'd have to almost be rich or you'd have to almost be smart to make this work. I think the bulk of us would have to take better looking, but I just don't think you get much out of it.
And I don't think smarter would be better. If you're five times smarter, I think you end up sadder. You're like, you know too much. You understand too much. You're thinking about, like, I think the happiest people are kind of the dumbest people, right?
Yeah. They just don't have any bliss.
Yeah. No worries. No cares.
That's why I'm choosing richer.
That's why I'm
five times.
Oh, I want to be dumb and hot.
Well, you're halfway there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of an idiot with a diabolical plan to get out of prison.
Okay. I have a story about beauty before brains, I guess.
Beauty before brains.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of China.
Can I just ask a quick question of the group?
No, we cannot.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Nope. Off limits.
If it's, Germany, we can go, but we're just not allowed to touch this one?
I can barely do the German accent. I'm not.
Well, did I speak the German accent? A man from China.
It was a woman in China,
actually. Woman from China.
Yes, she was driving.
Why can't we?
It feels wrong.
It's just more offensive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think maybe there's German people listening right now? They're like, hold up. Hold up. Get to the chopper. Why do my people? Well,
that's not German, though, right?
It's Austrian, but also like Todo, the guy who is the principal for the Mercedes-Benz F1 team. He sounds just like this. And I think he's from Germany. So I think German accent and Austrian accent are very similar.
Okay.
Get to the chopper.
Okay. Well, this woman was in China.
The accent. The Chinese act. No, just keep going. Okay. I'm sorry.
She was in China,
okay.
And she was driving. She crashed into a guardrail.
Oh, my God.
And she took both of her hands off the wheel. Obviously, that'll cause you to crash.
What?
The police responded to the scene, and they were like, ma'am, what happened? And she said, well, I took my hands off of the wheel because I was afraid I was going to get a tan.
You're joking.
No, she didn't want to get a tan, so she said
she's so worried about.
Yeah, have you ever seen the truckers? Like, were they at the end of their career?
Where they have one side,
and one side of their face too. It's another thing because it's so exposed to that, and it's all like it's more wrinkled than
the
other one.
So you're suggesting that truckers begin to remove
their hands
one
from the wheel.
Hand from the wheel, and
maybe just one. Her fault was that she did two, and so she crashed into the. Into the guardrail.
Okay. Great story, man.
Be careful out there.
My story comes out of China. It really does. What do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. So there's a dude who'd been incarcerated. It doesn't say what he's incarcerated for. Wait, it's actually Spain. I thought my one was from China. Can we do Spain?
Sure.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Okay. Yeah.
You kill my father, prepare. Why can't we do every other? I really thought my name was China. Anyway, he's in Spain. He's in jail. We're running out of time. Bottom line is his girlfriend came to visit him in jail and he wanted to leave with her. So he smudged beer. He smudged glue all over himself and glued himself to his girlfriend.
Okay.
Because she's free to go.
So therefore,
and if he's glued to her, they can't stop her.
And then if they just put on a trench coat.
Correct. And do the Gru. Do the minions trying to get out.
Yeah.
Surely it worked, right?
No, I think they're both in jail.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
He tried to stick it to the guards.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Have you ever just lost respect for somebody?
Yeah.
Whoa, that was fat. I think you know this is aimed at you, and you're gonna try to get this back.
So it's not aimed at me.
It's not.
Okay. Then yeah.
No, but I mean like. Okay, I will aim it at you.
No, yeah! No.
No.
Don't be rash.
I've lost respect for each of you in different ways.
Okay.
And it's like
Let me count the ways.
You built up Culver's so much.
I'm sorry you didn't have a good experience. That's not our fault. Culver's is still really good.
It was trash. It was, and I know the people will start texting in. Go ahead, 51059. Text in. Talk me out of it. It was not good. It was not. Noah didn't even put it. Noah is the Dave Portnoy of burgers. So he's like got a, he's not posting it anywhere, but he's got his notes app and he's writing.
Really?
Like, this burger is like, my burger that I make at my house is currently third of all the burgers.
What's second and first?
Five Guys, I think, is first, maybe. Okay. Five Guys is up there. I think In-N-Out is up there.
Okay.
Does that be ahead of In-N-Out.
Does it hurt your feelings a little? Like, do you want to be one?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe I'm in the running.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're excited.
Oh, my God. I make burgers once a week, and I'm going up against, and once every 2 or 3 weeks even, and I'm going up against chains.
Okay. Like, so do you think it's a pity ad? Like,
no, I think he genuinely, because he's like, will you please make your burgers? And it's like, okay. Yeah. And then the last time we got Five Guys, we got it through DoorDash, and it, like,
you can,
So hold on, you make dinner, you make burgers for him, and he's eating it, and then you see him pull his notes
out. Yes!
And you start sweating, and you're like, oh no.
What are you doing? Are you snapping, or are you, he's like, no, I'm updating my review. But I've begged him to not let me slide down. You know what I mean? It's like, get me, like, if I make you a burger that's like an 8 instead of a 9, like, leave the 9 in place. Because you know, okay, I'm capable, yeah, of the night.
Because everyone should be able to put out a stinker once in a while. Correct. And not have it, yeah, count against them. Like, right, maybe a Culver's.
No, yeah, no. So here's my point. You made such a big deal out of it.
Yes,
that I believed
love it.
In it. So, not, like, I literally love you, now, you could walk in and say, Slacker, I walked by this brand new sushi place. There was a line of people. The owner of Sasa, the owner of, like, they were all waiting in line saying, this is probably the best food in the world. And I wouldn't go because I don't trust you, because you led me wrong. I've lost faith in you, and we're done when it comes to culinary things.
I thought this was about Aaron.
It is about Aaron. This is about Aaron.
This feels very personal.
This is about Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron is the music director of this radio station. In addition, mm-hmm, to being on our show and also doing traffic, I mean, she wears multiple hats, right?
Yes.
I don't trust your taste in music anymore.
Why?
Because much like what's peanut butter and chocolate, right?
Delicious.
You put them together, it makes a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's amazing. And you told me I was going to have a Reese's peanut butter cup last night. So she told me two of my favorite people.
Oh.
Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a voice. What, yeah, a beauty. What, mm-hmm, Dua Lipa. I'm sorry. It, like, right now, she walks in the room, show's over, we're relating, if she wants. And, like, it's just,
get in line, bud.
Nope.
What if I told you, hey, Dua Lipa's at this new sushi place. You should really go. Now you're conflicted.
I would be conflicted. I would go and not eat.
Okay.
Chris Stapleton. Also, he comes in the
amazing
room, show's over, we're having relations, if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the best talents in the world. Aaron told me that Dua Lipa and Chris Stapleton have a song together. And it's amazing.
I said that they performed at the Country
and
Awards.
And you said it was a... Sorry, I just spit so much.
You spit everywhere. Gosh, let me dry off my face. Okay.
You know what you're trying to do?
What?
You're trying to, like, defer the thing.
No.
The song is trash. It's not even kind of good.
I didn't say anything about the song.
Look
I said
her.
That
Look
they're No, I said that their voices together are so good. I didn't say anything about the song. I couldn't tell you what song it was. I just really liked their voices together.
And you like Culver's. So now, yeah, I will not take advice from you about anything. Like, no matter what. You were just a few...
Nuh-uh.
No.
Because it's stuck in your head now.
No.
Yes.
No.
You like The Offspring now. You're like, welcome.
No, I've always liked that one song. You tried to get me to listen to some other My Chemical Romance song just now, which is trash.
You haven't
stupid.
Even listened to the whole thing.
I listened to enough of it. You, like, I don't think you should be music director of the radio station anymore.
Wow. Ooh.
And I don't think you should plan
food. Let's focus. No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need help, and I have nowhere else to turn. That's okay. Why I'm coming here.
Yeah, I would cut it.
Oh. Really?
Wait, what?
No, never cut your hair. Okay. Like, I'm
so self-conscious about it. You cannot make jokes like that.
I know. I just want you to know, I don't know what you need help about, but I think... You have said before this is kind of heavy on my heart. You've said before that you were going to grow your hair out and then you'll just know when it's time to like cut it. I don't want you to cut it. I love it. You have to leave it. You have to leave it. Don't you think you have to leave it?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about cutting it.
Have you really?
This is not what I was going to talk about, but I've been thinking about it. Yeah.
No, but cutting it to what?
Just more like a slick kind of lawyery look, like still kind of slick back.
Like Benson
still
Boone?
Kind of, more of a flow, but not less like long hair, just more of like a flow, like longer hair.
But do you know when you do it and you hate it, that it's going to take you 2 years to get back to here?
That's the problem. It took so long to grow it out, and now I kind of identify as a long hair guy, and now I don't know what, and I see pictures looking back of when I was growing it out to cut it back to that stage, and I don't like it. But it would be better because it'd be like shaped better, because when you're growing it out, you just kind of let it go. I don't know. No, I won't. Maybe I won't cut it then.
No, don't. I mean, or get like there's people who have programs that can like show you what it'll look like. But like, like you said, you kind of have it. You have the pictures of on the way to this.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, there was some awkwardness on the way here. Yeah.
It always happens.
There were times where I couldn't really make eye contact with you. And it was a good solid year and a half.
It was like when he tried to do the pineapple sprout. Messy bun.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Little tiny little nub.
Yeah, it was not. And lots of flyaways. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you look like.
You want to go back to that?
Yeah, don't do that.
No, go on. What else?
What else is wrong with my face? All right, sorry. So, what is your actual problem?
Well, what I need help with is related to my face. It's my sunglasses. I'm a sunglass guy since I got LASIK. I've been all in on wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
And you are a sunglasses person. Do you wear sunglasses, Aaron?
Only when I drive.
Okay, so you don't bring them into the building?
You should wear them all the time.
I don't know.
I am on my kids all the time.
Why?
Because your eyes can get severely... My ex-wife had a condition called pterygium, which it looks like you're taking... You know the fat on chicken?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you're taking little pieces of that and flicking it onto your eye and it's just there. And they have to literally cut it...
Like on the whites or the...
On the whites.
Okay.
So they have to cut it out, then... If they cut like a parallelogram, then they go to another part of your eye and cut that same size parallelogram and put that over the top of there so that it heals and that thing doesn't come back. Both parts of your eye will heal. Like sun damage, put sunscreen on, wear sunglasses, especially if you have light eyes.
Wow.
Sorry.
So
you have deeply chocolate eyes. You don't have to wear sunglasses.
Thank you. But I can now since I don't have glasses. So I'm big on it. And I wear them into the building because like I wear them to drive and then I walk into the building. You're still outside. So I leave them on. And then when I leave, sometimes I still need to put them on. Sometimes I don't. Or even like when I'm leaving, I just have them and I don't know what to do with them. I don't like hooking them on my shirt because I feel like it stretches my neck.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a jacket and I'll put it in the pocket, but I don't really like that because I feel like I always forget.
Get a case and put them in your backpack.
No.
But then I can't get them easy. Like they're in.
And I know I have expensive sunglasses and I have the cases for all of them, but it's just nobody's got time for that.
I always use a case.
No. Nobody's got time for that because you just don't know when you're seeing one, you're going to go and just you're in the zone. And if I don't always have my back, no, it's not.
You're ready.
It's like no, especially, and I don't always have my backpack with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy walking around with like I hate like you sit down when you go to a nice restaurant and you sit down. And you're like put your phone on the table, put your sunglass case on the table, put your inhaler on the table, put your like your diabetes pump on the table. You're like it's too much.
Yeah, I agree. And the aforementioned hair, I can't like put them up on top of my head because I feel like it gets caught or tangled in the hair. I just don't know what to do with it.
That's such a good look, though. I love doing that.
I do kind of like that in the hair look. It's kind of got that like. I'm wearing the headband without a headband.
Well, now that I have long hair, I get all this stuff recommended to me, like my Instagram feed, and now they make headbands that look...
That are the shape of the sunglasses.
Yeah, but they don't have lenses. It's just a headband, but it gives you the sunglasses look.
Yeah, it's like more square than circle.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just
I'm glad we're getting the same.
Commit to just like wearing a headband.
So I just don't know what to do with my sunglasses. I don't want to put the...
Hold on. This conversation is about where should you put your sunglasses.
I need help. I'm kind of newer.
When you're not wearing them, you want to know where to put them. Do you want listeners to text in where should TX?
Sure. Is there a product? Is there something
Carmen,
I'm missing?
I thought maybe
you would know because you're a sunglasses guy. You just kind of throw them.
Let me help you out. I don't know where you should put them. Feel free to text into 51059. Tell TX where to shove his glasses. I can tell you where not to put them. Number one, do not buy the little thingy, like the the elasticy thing where you can put them on and take them off. I have tons of them. In fact, I just found one the other day. I have a White Claw one that would look fabulous on you because it's like the promo Chotsky. Like, don't. Or a chain. No, I don't think, like, men or women should not have their glasses like fall around, like, unless you're 80 and you're knitting. Am I right or wrong?
What about the glasses that break apart in the middle and then you relax
them? Our boss has that.
I know. They're really cool.
No, they're not cool.
I love them.
Like, he takes them off. It's like he's doing a... No, that's not a magnetic clasp for Oculus Repairum.
Exactly.
It's stupid. No, don't do that.
Okay.
You don't... No. The other... The only other place I can tell you, I personally am voting for up on top of your head. I don't, okay. I'm with you, stretching your shirt out, not good. And I can tell you from experience, the first time I bought, I think I bought, like, they were Prada sunglasses.
Wow.
I put them around my neck and I met my sister-in-law for the first time. And she came in and hugged me so tight and literally crushed them, broke the lenses out and bent the frames. And I was like, so that's not a good spot.
Okay.
The other really bad spot, I call it the Travis spot. It is upside down on the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a dude named Travis, feel the back of your head. That's where your sunglasses are because you're a tool.
Yeah.
Don't put it there.
And that feels like it would still get tangled in my hair. Like, that would, I would not like that anyways.
And you don't really wear hats. We're trying to get you into hats.
I am, but which is why I was thinking about cutting my hair. I'm trying.
Really?
The hair gets in the hat.
No, we both agreed the second we saw you, Slacker and I said, that looks like Charlie Blackman.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, wear the hat.
Okay.
But Charlie Brock, he is a little bit of a Travis because baseball players do put their sunglasses backwards, like when they're on the field or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Or so, they have the ones that flip up and then it's just not, it's no glass. I could do that maybe.
Okay.
I need help.
If I were you, I would have one pair on the back of your head, one pair dangling from your neck. If you wear them on the back of your head and go downtown in a Rockies hat, you will get action.
Okay.
Because you are the Costco Charlie Blackman. I am taken back. If you see Charlie Blackman wandering around the streets of McGregor Square, it's probably TX.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh, look who's starting to come around to the right answer. Yeah.
Well, maybe I need to be smarter.
Yes. There's a question. We want everybody to answer this on the text line at 51059. You got three choices. Smarter, richer, more attractive.
Five times more.
That, I mean, the problem when it as it relates to me answering this question is that it has to be within a realistic bound, and I can't be five times more of any one of those three things. Like, from a metaphysical standpoint, from a testing standpoint, from a bank account standpoint, I am at the... You've
peaked?
Maybe 1.3 times more of any one of those
things. For the
good
of everyone else.
Right. Well, I mean, if I got five times better looking than this.
Yeah?
Yeah. Doesn't feel so great, does it?
I want something to be very clear that I think, I don't know where the lines got crossed with you two, but I am not your boss. Like, I can't fire you. So you don't have to be nice to me.
Okay.
Yes, boss.
Okay. Then you should pick attractive.
Oh, no.
You're fired. No, but instantly, before we came on the air, both of you were like, richer. Five times richer. Duh.
Yeah.
Five times richer.
Originally, I thought five times smarter because then I could make better choices, make a product, become richer off that. I don't want to work is my thing. So that's why I chose richer.
Okay, but okay.
Yeah, and I chose Richard just because I can't get any smarter. I don't know. It seemed like the right, but when it says five times richer, now we got to take
thank you
the wealth you're that finally, I have.
Yep,
times five.
Here we go.
And five times zero is still zero.
Hi.
Yep.
That's the problem. So you're not taking into account. You're like, oh my god, it's like winning the lottery. No, it'd be like winning the lottery if you already have $20 million. Then you'd have $100 million.
See, I thought of it because I understand, but I thought
no,
it was.
Don't.
I do.
So the five times smarter is clearly not going to help you either.
I don't want it anyways.
I mean, you got to factor in your baseline. Like, your baseline, like, which one could you benefit the most of five times more? And I think, with all due respect to you two rocket scientists with zero-sum bank accounts, you guys, your best shot is attractive. Because you, at least you're working with something.
Yeah,
I think that you can, like, that you can yeah. like
to have something to offer. Yes, that's all I want.
You're already good-looking people, and to be five times more of that, you've got something.
Yeah,
but like you said, zero times anything is still zero. So your zero-sum bank account times five, you're still hosed. Like, you're not going to have anything.
I think you're right. I would revise my answer
to
attractive. I'd be five times more attractive.
But
because
how?
I think then the money would come.
How?
Oh, the money would come.
You're not a girl. Like, I just don't.
Yeah, but
the hottest guy. Like, have you ever walked by a really good looking dude who's like homeless? Okay, that's terrible. Yeah. Yes, it does. Remember the guy who, like, his mugshot went viral and everybody's
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He became like a very successful model.
I don't think he did.
He did.
I think he tried to, and I think he fell back into his old ways.
Oh.
So. But I have definitely been out, like, and I've seen a guy, and you're like, whoa, that's, like, it's has stopped me in my tracks. So I can't even imagine what it does.
Did you follow him home to his palatial mansion?
No,
did you walk him out to his Lambo? Did you?
No. I don't think, I'm not attractive enough for him. He wouldn't let me walk.
You're trying to go home with him.
Oh.
I'm just wondering what most of the people would text in. Text into 51059. Yeah. To me, you'd have to almost be rich, or you'd have to almost be smart to make this work. I think the bulk of us would have to take better looking, but I just don't think you get much out of it.
And I don't think smarter would be better. If you're five times smarter, I think you end up sadder. You're like, you know too much. You understand too much. You're thinking about, like, I think the happiest people are kind of the dumbest people, right?
Yeah, they just don't have any bliss.
Yeah, no worries, no cares.
That's why I'm choosing richer.
That's
but
why I'm
five times.
Oh, I want to be dumb and hot.
Well, you're halfway there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of an idiot with a diabolical plan to get out of prison.
Okay. Mm. I have a story about beauty before brains, I guess.
Beauty before brains.
Mm-hmm.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of China.
Hmm.
Can I just ask a quick question of the group?
No, we cannot.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Mm-mm. Nope. Off limits.
If it's, if it's Germany, we can go, but we're just not allowed to touch this one.
I can barely do the German accent. I'm not.
Well, then let's do the German accent. A man from China.
It was a woman in China,
actually. From China.
Yes, she was driving.
Why can't we?
It feels wrong.
More offensive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe there's German people listening right now? They're like, hold up. Hold up. Get to the chopper. Why do my people?
Well, that's not German, though, right?
It's Austrian, but also, like, Toto, the guy who is the principal for the Mercedes-Benz F1 team, he sounds just like this. And I think he's from Germany. So I think German accent and Austrian accent are very similar.
Okay.
Get to the chopper.
Okay. Well, this woman was in China.
The accent. The Chinese act. No, just keep going. Okay. I'm sorry.
She was in China,
okay.
And she was driving. She crashed into a guardrail.
Oh, my God.
And she took both of her hands off the wheel. Obviously, that'll cause you to crash.
What?
The police responded to the scene, and they were like, ma'am, what happened? And she said, well, I took my hands off of the wheel because I was afraid I was going to get a tan.
You're joking.
No, she didn't want to get a tan, so she said
she's so worried about.
Yeah, have you ever seen the truckers? Like, were they at the end of their career?
They have one side,
and one side of their face too. It's another thing because it's so exposed to that, and it's all like it's more wrinkled than
so
the other.
So you're suggesting that truckers begin to remove
their hands,
one
from the
hand
wheel.
From the wheel, and
yeah, maybe just one. Her fault was that she did two, and so she crashed into the. Into the guardrail.
Okay. Great story, man.
Be careful out there.
My story comes out of China. It really does. What do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. So there's a dude who'd been incarcerated. It doesn't say what he's incarcerated for. Wait, it's actually Spain. I thought mine was from China. Can we do Spain?
Sure.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Okay. Yeah.
You kill my father, prepare. Why can we do every other? I really thought my name was China. Anyway, he's in Spain. He's in jail. We're running out of time. Bottom line is, his girlfriend came to visit him in jail. and he wanted to leave with her, so he smudged beer. He smudged glue all over himself and glued himself to his girlfriend.
Okay.
Because she's free to go.
So therefore,
and if he's glued to her, they can't stop her.
And then if they just put on a trench coat.
Correct. And do the groove. Do the minions trying to get out.
Yeah.
Surely it worked, right?
No, I think they're both in jail.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
He tried to stick it to the guards.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.